long wait for this coming Christmas week has finally dawned. For some, the waiting is exciting. Think about children eagerly anticipating the opening of presents. For others, a time for holiday, a reunion or a gathering with family and friends. For others, a waiting that is filled more with sadness than with joy, as the loss of loved ones pierces the grieving heart. Waiting, whether anticipating joy or sadness, is not always easy. It's considered by some as a waste of time. Don't just sit there, do something, they say. Waiting can also be an anxious time. When things aren't happening or moving for us, then inner emotions, feelings and thoughts emerge, which activity and movement would otherwise suppress. Waiting can breed impatience, aggression and fear. It's therefore all the more impressive that many of the characters in the Christmas story are all portrayed as waiting. Think of Mary, Elizabeth and Zechariah, Simeon and Anna. Reading Luke's story of Jesus' birth, in one way or another, all these people are hearing, "Don't be afraid. I have some good news to share with you." So who are these people? They represent the people of Israel who are waiting, waiting upon God. Listen to the psalmist.
My soul waits for the Lord. My soul longs for God more than watchmen for the daybreak. My soul is waiting for the Lord.
Psalms like this would have been known and sung by the people of Israel. Many, of course, were too busy to wait. But for Mary and Elizabeth, Zechariah and Simeon, they were waiting attentively and living with expectancy. It's a waiting that carries with it a sense of promise. Zechariah is told that Elizabeth, his wife, will bear him a son. Mary is told by the angel that she is to listen, for she is to conceive and bear a son. They have received a promise that encourages them to wait, a promise that God had sown in their hearts. He'd instilled a promise within them that gave meaning to their waiting. They were attentive, and their waiting is not passive but active, living in anticipation that something will emerge. Their lives in the present are inspired and governed by the prospect of the future. They possess an openness to possibilities in their waiting, a willingness to something new or unknown to happen. Theirs is not a predetermined hope, but a waiting that is born of trust in God's word, even though they couldn't always understand, and certainly couldn't determine or control its outcomes. Look at Mary in her response and obedience to God's will. She was, in effect, saying, "I don't understand. I don't know how this will happen and what it all means, but I trust. Let it be to me according to your word," she declares. You see, she was open to God's possibilities. The only fleece she put out was possibly to wrap and warm her newborn child in. She waited and trusted. She did not determine or seek to be in control or even bargain with God.
Visited his people.
The Advent story and its fulfillment in the coming of Jesus records happenings that were far beyond the expectation or imagining even of God's people. We see in these central characters of that first Christmas a willingness to let go and trust God, a giving up of control and handing over their lives to the future that he had promised to his people. They waited and trusted. They were not driven, nor did they strive. They carried on their everyday, ordinary lives, but with an attitude of openness to God, to unimagined possibilities, to new things beyond anything they could have imagined. How does the experience of these people inspire and challenge us today? Is our waiting closed or open? So how do we wait? Let's listen to the story of Mary and Elizabeth from Luke's Gospel.
In those days, Mary set out and went with haste to a Judean town in the hill country, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And why has this happened to me, that the mother of my Lord comes to me? For as soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy. And blessed is she who believed that there would be a fulfillment of what was spoken to her by the Lord." And Mary said, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Saviour, for he has looked with favour on the lowliness of his servant. Surely from now on all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me, and holy is his name. His mercy is for those who fear him from generation to generation. He has shown strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the thoughts of their hearts. He has brought down the powerful from their thrones and lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things and sent the rich away empty. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, according to the promise he made to our ancestors, to Abraham and to his descendants for ever." And Mary remained with her for about 3 months and then returned to her home.
It's a beautiful story and a lovely image of Christian community. Mary and Elizabeth come together and they encourage each other to wait. Mary's visit made Elizabeth understand what she was waiting for. Mary affirms Elizabeth's waiting, and in turn, Elizabeth affirms Mary, and encourages her to believe the promise that God made that would be fulfilled. The two encourage one another in their waiting. And herein lies the model of community for us, a model of support, of encouragement and affirmation, a community that reminds us what God has said, and affirms what God has already begun to do among us. This is the call to community, for the church, to be together, gathering around God's promises and affirming the work of God, albeit sometimes in quiet and often hidden ways, but nevertheless his work among us. As we celebrate Christmas, we meet together with our brothers and sisters in Christ, to keep and hold on to the promises and the hope that is alive among us, the promise and hope that is born in us from a God who comes to us in Christ. We share and encourage one another to live in the light of this promised hope. We encourage one another in the waiting. We nurture and affirm what has already begun in us. And we seek, alone and together, to be alert and responsive, as Mary and the others were, to God's Word and His Spirit. Make some time this week to meet with a fellow traveller in the faith, a brother or sister in Christ, who you can encourage, affirm, and support in living out God's promise for the future in a hope-filled life today. Give thanks together for the coming of Jesus, who is the fulfilment of God's promise, the bearer of good news, and the giver of hope to the world. Jesus, Saviour of the world, bringer of peace, bearer of hope, may your light penetrate the darkness of our lives and world, dispel the shadows of fear, and illumine our paths in the ways of your kingdom, throughout these holy days, and into a new year of faith-filled adventure and trust in you. Amen.